Da vorhum a beis. Oma ma. Im hoitzi vihichnas bishoige chayib chattis. Bemei ziroinish korish. Viniskal. So it says what? If you take out from Rishusa Yocha to Rishusa Rabin, it says if you carry bishoige chayib chattis. Bemei zir you carry out is oinish korish. That's without hasro. Viniskal. If you have hasro, you chayib skila. So the Gemara b'shoygi chayiv chatis if you carry out on Shabbos from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid, that you chayiv chatis for the Gemara pshita avada, that's the Mishnah later, all the Lamatat Malachas have the same halacha, you chayiv chatis. What's the chiddush here by it? So the Gemara b'meizid oynish koros v'niskal itzuchlei. It's a chiddush to say if you carry out b'meizid without hasro you chayiv skila, without hasro you chayiv koros. And with our soul, Yechayev Kilo, that's a Kiddush, it's a Chlei. For the Gemara Nami Pshita, it's also Pshita, that Yechayev Misa, if you carry out the Mezid. It's one of the Lama Tes Melochis, and that's the Mishnah later, all the Lama Tes Melochis has a Chayev Kilo at the Hasro. So the Gemara, Hok Kamash, one Kid Rav. It's a Kiddush like Rav says. The Yom HaRav, Motzos in Megillah Storm, I found in a Megillah Storm, Bei Rebbe Chia, that was learned by Rebbe Chia, the Kosovo, what was written in this Megillah Storm, this hidden Megillah, what was written there? That says, Isi ben Yudah Oimer. Isi ben Yudah used to say a Chiddush. That Oves Melochis Mem Chos Rachas. That's a Mishnah later. The Allah Metes Melochis. A 40 minus 1, 39 Melochis. The Einoi Chayiv Elo Achas. And you only Chayiv one. So how many there is, if you do all the Allah Metes Melochis, you only have like one Chiv Chattis. Or one Chiv Misa. You only have one Chiv. For the Gemara Eini, that can't be. Isa ben Yudi can't say such a Chiddush like that. The Latanan, we learned the Mishnah later. Ovas Melochis, the Mishnah says, is Mem Chosarachis. There are 39 Lamates Melochis. And then the Mishnah recognized Ocheshb in exactly naming off all the 39 Melochis. So for the Gemara, the Kasha there, Vavinam Bo Minyonalomali, and since the Mishnah recognized all the 39 Melochis, of Shittit's 39. Why does the Mishnah have to start off, tell us a Chiddush, there are 39 Melochis? The Yom Rabbi Yechon, what's the Chiddush of the Mishnah? Shim Osen Kulon, Pe'elam Achas, Chayiv HaKulachas V'yachas. The Chiddush is that if you do them all, Pe'elam Achas, you Chayiv 39 Chatois. When you did all 39 Melochis, you did them B'Shegig on Shabbos, Elocha is, you Chayiv 39 Chatois. So see, Klo, you can't say you only Chayiv 1 Chatois, you do them all. It says, Klo, you Chayiv 39 Chatois. So how could Yisrael ben Yudah say you only Chayiv 1? So the Gemara Ela Eimo Eina Chayiv Alachas Mehen. The Chiddush is that on one of the Lamed Tes Melochas you're not Chayiv, and why are you not Chayiv? Not Chayiv Skilo. See, Eina Chnami, the Mishnah later says you'll be Chayiv 39 Chatois. That's only Chatois if you're Chayiv 39. But one of those Melochas, if you do it the Mezid, there's no Chayiv Skilo. That was Isa Ben Yudas Chiddush. And what's our Gemara telling us now? For all Kamash Melon Ho. That the Easter hoy saw on Shabbos, this malacha mahanecht loy mesafkun. The malacha hoy saw from one of the malachas that there's no safik. You are vade chayiv misa chayiv skila if you make hoy saw from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim ba'asra, you chayiv skila. That's the chiddush of our Gemara to say that even though Easter ben Yudah says this one of the lamates malachas, he knew one of them. This is not chayiv skila. So that our Gemara, but hoy saw is nicha not from that safik. But Rashi, Chayiv Chatez Pshita, Hekivon Detone Chodo, Rishus HaYochid, Vechodo Rishus HaRabim, Nis Nistama, Vim Hoi Tzivich Nis Chayiv, Learn just say it's Chayiv, Vim No Yedan, I would know, Dish Rosh Chatez, Do Shabbos, Do Ne Karasu, I would know that, that's the Lacha by Shabbos, that if you do something, Bishayiv, Yichayiv Chatez, but they did, Yichayiv Eskilo, so enter Gemara, Yichayiv Eskilo, so no one, 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 the Torah says, if you do a malacha b'shoig b'mezid, you get skila. Megillah Storim she'estiru v'fnei shloi nitnuli kosev. It was a hidden sefer, because at that time with Torah Shabbat Pei, you're not allowed to write down yet. U'gishoyim divrei yochid chadoshim she'enam nishtim v'veis ha'medrish. When you used to hear somebody said a tremendous chiddush that wasn't learned yet, the Kosven Oysan used to write it down, shloi yishtakhu, mistiren etha Megillah. Then used to hide the Megillah. So that's why it's called Megillah Storim. It was a hidden Megillah. Because at that time there wasn't a heter yet to write down Torah Shabbat Pei, only as Eis Ratzot L'Hashem, a thing that you forget, you're afraid you'll forget it, that was mutter to write down. And there it says, "Ein chayv alachas." Hashtemash remosin bela mechot shloy noydaloy deikolachas vechas shechoto. Ein chayv alachas. The chol chilu shabbos guf echru. That was the havamino. That the Gemara says that can't be because the Mishnah says not like that. So maskana was ein chayv alachas min. Achas yesh ben shein chayv ala misas at Rashi. Hey, so Yisibim Yehudis be the chadish. One of them you don't get misa if you do it amazing. Well, a pirish ezi. We don't know which one. He didn't say which one. The Yashmina Tana, our Bryce here, told us. The Matisse and the Ktoni, this guy will make Hoitzo on Shabbos. He gets Gilo to Hoitzo, the Achnos, the Mahanath, Loimis Havkunhi, the Azul, Yom Isa Ben Yuda. Is that Salachidish? Isa Ben Yuda was not Mesupik Hoitzo, Hoitzo as Badachi is Gilo. But Rashi says and says also that Avad, after Isa Ben Yuda says, one you don't get, he meant Misi you don't get. But Avad Chatis, that's the Mishnah later, that the reason why the Mishnah says 39, to tell if there's a case that you can have 39 Chatois. So that's Vadif, a Chatois, every one of the Amatas Melechim is Mechayiv Yilchatis. The Yisi Ben Yudis Chidish is only for Misam, where one is not Mechayiv Yilchatis. Right, Omama, then the Bryce explained before also, Avuyam, if you carry through a yam, through an ocean, or else a dikka, an open road, an open field, the Yistavonis, that's the platform in front of the stores, the Akamalis and the Akamalis, Enum, Midiraitza, Loikrushus Yochad, Loikrushus Rabbin. Midiraitza, Akamalis is not a Rishus Yochad, not a Rishus Rabbin. Midiraitza, if you carry out, you put the Midiraitza. Fretty Gemara, Obika ain't a Loikrushus Yochad. The Loikrushus Rabbin, Obika means a wide open field. Is that true that it does not have the Loch of Rishus Yochad? The Yotanan. We learned the Mishnah. Habika, open field, the Amos HaChama, when it's very sunny outside, the people walk through the fields, is the Allah of Rishus HaYochid, the Shabbos. For Hilchus Shabbos, the Bikya is called Rishus HaYochid, of Rishus HaRabim HaTumah. The Geet Hilchus Tumah, the Klal is Sofik Tumah, Rishus HaRabim is Tor, and if it's a Sofik, Rishus HaYochid's Tumah. You learn it out from Saita. Well, Saita is a Shalaf and Spira, with a Mokam Spira, so you say, Menah Sofik Shizasa. Now, Sofik Tumah means if you have a piece of bread lying in the field and there was a sheretz running around there, we have a Sofik. Did the sheretz touch the piece of bread or not? We have a Sofik. Is this bread tummy or not? So, Klal is if the piece of bread is Rishus HaRabim, Sveikei Torah. That's a local Moshe Mitzinai. If the piece of bread was left in Rishus HaYochid, the Klal is Sveikei is tummy. So now, a Bikra, we say, the Hilchus Tumah has a local like in Rishus HaRabim. Rishus HaRabim Tumah, it's Rashi. B'mois HaChama, Shein Bozroim, it's not planted yet. Some other people walk through there. It's Rishus HaYochid HaShabbos. To Allah, Hilch LaRabim Hu. Shein Rabim, Mistalkim, and Amasir Lelech Pesodah. It's not like a highway. The highway is the Rishus HaRabim, people walk there. Through fields, people don't walk through the fields. The middle of the fields is called like Rishus HaYochid Hilch HaShabbos. Of a Rishus HaRabim Tumah, Usveke Tor, if you have a piece of bread there, and you're Mesupik, if the sheriff's touched it or not, it's Tor. To Allah, Mokam Stiru. Because the Gaeta Tumah, what's Tomei? Only if it's a Mokam Stiru. Sheyesh bin Ayodim Nichnosim Lo. Vashek an open field, people walk in there. The Sophic Tumah, the Tomei, that's what we say, Rishus HaYochid. A Sophic Tomei is Tomei, Misaita Garmin Lo. We learn it out from the Chirish of a Saita. For Osam Stiru Ksid. The other Torah says that a lady, if a Eshesish, who had spirit with another man, so Menasafak, she's also to her husband. Minister of India Tamod, the Mokam Spira, Tamehi, Labaila, Misafid. When they cannot have done the sheretz, who are done by a sheretz? Well, you have a piece of bread in the Rishus HaYochid, and the sheretz goes there, we have a Safak, if it touched it or not, Rishus HaYochid, Lachru, Safak is Tamehi. Those are Lachru, Moshe Messinais. Now, what's called Rishus HaYochid, what's called Rishus Rabin? It's telling if people go there. So here, an open field, the Dikah, it's true, some people go there. So the Hilchus Tumah, it's not called a Mokam Stira. It's not called like a Mokam Yuchad, only for men and we would have beer. An open field, you would have it, it's called Rishus Rabin. But Shaykh, for Hilchus Shabbos, does the whole Rabin walk through an open field now? It's not very much Rishus Rabin, it's called Rishus HaYochid. So I call upon him, it's a Stira. The Bryce before said that a Dikah, an open field, is only a Kamalus. And here the Bryce says it's called Rishus HaYochid. So the Bryce of Aita, what about when the rainy season? When the rainy season, you're ready to trash these rua. That's ready when the fields are growing. The tfu is growing. Is ain't no the nichnas law. Then people don't walk through the fields for two reasons. That's because it's muddy,
And also you don't want to ruin the tefuah, the wheat that's growing there. So then the halacha is Meshus Sayachah Lekan Lekan. If it's Meshus Sayachah for Shabbos, Anua Din Vilchus Tumah. If you have a suffix, if the sherets touch the bread and the bread is in this open field, B'yamoy Saka Shamim, it's also Tumah. Because the halacha is Meshus Sayachah. But call upon an alum to get to us as a spirit of a Shabbos. We before said a bikkur the camel is, and now the Bryce says a bikkur is Rosh Hashayachit. Omar Ula Lyolom Kamalis have it. No, Avada, bikkur, open field, it doesn't have mechitzis, it's only a camelis. The Amai Kola Rosh Hashayachit, why is it called Rosh Hashayachit for Shabbos? The fish and Rosh Hashayachit. The Bryce just want to tell you it's not called Rosh Hashayachit for Shabbos. What's called Rosh Hashayachit? A lokum that the rabbin use or the rabbin go through it. The highways, or the flea marketplace where the rabbin use it. That's called Rosh Hashayachit. But here in open field, since the rabbin don't walk through it, the Braisa says Rosh Hashayachit just means it's not a Rosh Hashayachit. But not to say it's really Rosh Hashayachit. That's Ulis Teretz. Ravashi Yama, Ravashi is a different Teretz. Ravashi Yama could go in the Islam Mechitzis. We're talking about this bikkur, this open field, has mechitzas all around it. Taka has mechitzas. So, Rashi, Grandika mechitzas, for Yashmina, what's the chiddush here? The Yafagab the Hekefer, Yosef the base of Sayim, even though it's more than the base of Sayim wide, inside, which is 70 amis by 70 amis, or 140 feet by 140 feet, Bloy Hukos or Dira. And it's not made to live inside, this mokum like an open, like a park. Shane basically, summer club, there's no house there. Kaidin Ekev, Linya Tatlu, Toichai, heavy camelis. The halacha is, even though there are mechitzas around this mokum, they get to a park sometimes. You have a big park. Even though there's mechitzas all around the park, on Shabbos, you're not allowed to carry in the park, Dal Damas. Because since it's more than 70 Yamas by 70 Yamas, and it's not hukkah for Dira, nobody lives in there, but if you're born as a halacha at the camelis, you're not allowed to carry inside it. It's heavy camelis. Could the Armina be able, the Gemara in Erevin says, Shei metaltlim boi ele bedalit. You only let it carry within Dalad Amis. Afil hochi, the Uraisa Meshussi Yochidi. Maybe Uraisa, since there are four walls all around you, it's called Meshussi Yochid. The Yazurk Meshus Rab Matoich is Taka Chayiv. Only the Rabbanah took away the Heta Tutu, since it looks like a Meshussi Rabbin. Let's see. So the Mara Vechi, Hadi Yom Ulu, Om Rav Yechidin, Kafir, that's in big open field, like a park. Yosef a base of Sayim, that's bigger than a base of Sayim, which is 70 Yamas by 70 Yamas. Shlehuka for Dira, nobody lives inside it. It's only meant to walk or to play there, to ride bikes there, not to live there. V'afilu kur, afilu kurayim, no matter how even it's bigger than this, a kur is a bigger, or kurayim, two kurs, is azorik v'tzoyich l'chayim. If you throw from Rosh Hashanah into this smokum, since it has four mechitzes, and if you write it is a Rosh Hashanah yochid, yuchayim. My time are mechitzahi. It has mechitzes. Ela shemechuser is durin. Just with the rabban, you're not allowed to carry there since it's not durin. Since people don't live there, it doesn't look like Rosh Hashanah yochid. With the rabban, it looks like Rosh Hashanah. You're not allowed to carry there. So that's why this vicar is talking about where it has mechitzes, so it is a Rosh Hashanah yochid. So Drashi. So the Mara, Bishleimer Ravashi Lo Yom Kedula. Ravashi doesn't say like Ula, because Ravashi says much better. Ravashi says there was mechitzis, that's why it's mamlish in Rosh Hashayachid. Like the Brisa says, it's Rosh Hashayachid. So Ravashi says good a song about mechitzis. Ela Ula, my time Lo Yom Kishmaite. How come Ula, when he answered this Brisa, he said the Brisa really means it's a kamalis. The why is it called Rosh Hashayachid? Just as not a Rosh Hashanah. That's like a dochuk. So why didn't Ula himself answer this tells like a Ravashi answers? Is Rosh Hashayachid true? Because it has Dal Mechitzas around it. Why didn't Ravashi say like that? Omaloch, Yisla'i Mechitzas, Bikur Korin Lo. Kaf is heavy. If it has Mechitzas, it's not called the Bikur. Hey, it's the Taitch of a Bikur means like a valley, an open field. That's called the Bikur. So in the Braita says Bikur means an open field without Mechitzas. So the Zoi, why is it called Rosh Hashayachid? That's Ula Dochid. You have to say it doesn't mean it's really Rosh Hashayachid. It just means it's not a Rosh Hashanah. But it has a din of a kamelis. For Ravashi, what does Ravashi do with this? It says a Loshen Bikur. A Bikur means an open field. So Ravashi of Rosh Hashayachid Katoni. Of the Messiah, the Brisa says this Bikur is a Rosh Hashayachid. So you have to be matched one of the two things. Either you have to say Bikur is Lavdavka or Rosh Hashayachid is Lavdavka. So Ravashi would rather say Bikur Lavdavka, but Rosh Hashayachid means it's Rosh Hashayachid. It means it has four mechitzas all around it. and it has a dinner of a kamlet, and the rabbonim did not want to carry inside it. Yeah. If it's more than 70 yamas by 70 yamas. Then the bride sends off, it says, a yam and a bikur, via kamlis. A kamlis also. For the Gemara, otta kuna nami la kamlis dinu. Lechura yam, if he carries through the ocean, or through a bikur, through the estabonis, that's also a kamlis. So what does the bride send off? And a fourth case also a kamlis. Hey, the first three were also kamlis. And the Gemara, ki yosti ravdim, ram rav yechnen, le nitrucho. It's coming to be in a chadish like a new chiddish. There's another case of a kamlis also. Elo le keren zovius, has nuchel reshus rabin. It's a chiddush of a corner that's near the reshus rabin. So I would think it's a reshus rabin. Kamash v'lo, no. It's only a kamlis. It's not called reshus rabin. Why? The afagav bezimne dedachki berabim. True, when the streets get very full of people, the reshus rabin, people move to the side and they'll go into the side corner. So sometimes people walk in there. V'yayin l'gavon, people walk into this corner. Since the regular derech to walk through, it's not a good way, because it's not on the road, it's like on the side there. There's a little opening. We'll soon see Rashi exactly what the case is. There's a side opening on the side, but when you're walking straight through, it doesn't open to go into the side. You can't get anywhere. So since the rabbin is loy nichatash mishtei, the rabbin does not like to walk in this side place. If kikam was dummy, it doesn't have a shame with shus rabbin, because it's not nicha tashmishte for rabbin, therefore it has a loch of a kamlis. Let's see, Rashi, what's the case? Rashi, otokula, it's Rashi, otokula, hanech yam ubika v'yastavonis, loy zuhik kamlis? Those three are also called the kamlis. To huska b'minyin rishuyis, that the price to start off, there are four different rishuyis for Shabbos, a rishus rabbin, rishus yoch, and a kamlis, and a mokam ptu. What's called the kamlis? All these cases. Hokatani ain't a work rishus yoch, work rishus rabbin. V'yein moitzin. Ishmamin azuhi rishus lishi. This is the third rishus of kamlis. So what are we saying? Chiddush now we have kamlis, also a kamlis. A yam and a bitter is the kamlis. So the teretz is that when it says that kamlis doesn't mean a general klal of kamlis, it means the mamba, not a chiddush, that also has a din kamlis to it. What's the case? To drash the nitzachol kamlis diktoni el loisufei kamlis achriti, another kamlis could go in Karen Zovius, a corner she nichnas boi bayis letoichoi v'niach mekakel reshus rabim. So Pashto means like this: the reshus rabim is the Gemara. That's the Gemara, and usually all around the place on the side, all have houses. One house, it was moved into the side of the Gemara like here the house was, and this opening over here was a mukkah for rabim to walk in. In other words, the rabbi walks here, and right over here, there's still a mokum you could walk in. There's this guy's house is all on the side. So the Karen Zuggis, when you walk in here, you can make a right turn, go into this hole like here, walk in here, and then come out and walk right there. So I would think this mokum here is also part of the Shus Rabin, since it's opened up into it, and people could walk into it. Kamash will know it's only called the Kamlis. Why? Because when you're walking through the Shus Rabin, you have no reason to walk into this corner here. What are you gaining? You just run off your route, and then you have to come back in again. So even though sometimes people move in there, that the Chiddush, but since it's not a normal way to go that way, that's not called the Shus Rabin. Right, like Trashy. While they're walking, they don't get into that. In Ami, another pshat of Rashi, bias. Sheponav oimei balachsen. It's standing aslanty, the house. Shezav yusa achas much reshus rabin. One corner of it reaches reshus rabin. V'yashniya meshuch reshus rabin. And the second side goes away from reshus rabin. All of them in front of it, zavius zavius. Is habaletes makia versus rabin milikones the headgill b'tzricha knisa shel zavius acheres. It's like the house, like again, reshus rabin is walking through here. A house comes out sideways, so the house blocks the rabin from walking this way. You can go around it and come in again. But since the house sticking out slanty stops the rabbin from walking through it, so the mokum on the side right near the house is not called reshus rabbin anymore. Because normally walking, you don't walk here. The house blocks you off. You have to automatically move to the side and walk through the main street. So any part of the street that you blocked off, you can't have a straight pathway, that's not called reshus rabbin. It only has been a vakamlis. So that's the chiddush of the vakamlis. Yeah. Fight us tomorrow. That's the rabbin. No comes down. Omer Rab Zera. Omer Rab Yehuda. It's Taboi Shalefnei Huamudim. if you have these platforms in front of the Amudim, is Nidik Kamlis. That's Pshita. The Taboy, the platforms in front of the Amudim, is called a Kamlis, because the Rabbin don't walk on top of platforms. It's only meant to put your schor, put the pamatia, put all your things you want to sell out there, but you don't walk there. Over the shower is now. Between the Amudim is considered like a Kamlis. My timer, I forgot the Dasi of the Rabbim, even though the Rabbim walked through it, or the Kibbutz Le Mistagilu, the hedger, they can't have a straight route through it, it's a Kamlis dummy. Now this Bein Amudim, Amudim means like poles sticking up in the middle of the Rabbim. You used to have a pole there that you'll tie your wagon to it or you put something down on it, so it really stopped the Rabbim from walking through it. That's the Loch of the Amudim. Rashi, Bein Amudim, Shoya Amudim Beruchava, used to be poles sticking up in the middle of the Shusarabim. V'tolem Behem Hatagrim Pramatia, used to tie onto it their Pramatia, the things they were selling. The Gamet Staboyes Hoyles Nein, they had platforms in front of them. Leisha Shamatagrim, that the business people, they would sit on top of the platforms. So the platform is called the Kamlis, and Bein Amudim, between these poles also, is not Nicha Geshmak to walk into the pole, you have to go on the side. That's not called Rosh Hashanah. Rashi Mistagel Udhelya, Shayamudim Habe Boirich Boreche Bezesh Lekeneged Zer. There are a lot of poles there, one next to another, so it's not Geshmak to walk there. But since the Rabbim don't walk right between the poles, that's not called Rosh Hashanah, that's only called the Kamlis. Omer Rab Zera, Omer Rab Yudi, it's Taboish Lefnei Hamudim Midik Kamlis, that's Kita. It's Taboy, the platform in front of it is Zikra Kamlis. So the Gemara, Leman Diyama Bein Hamudim, the first man Diyama says, even in between the poles is called the Kamlis, Koshkin it's Taboy. Avad on top of the platform is only a Kamlis. Because through the poles you can walk. You walk normally. Because you have a pole, so move a little bit on the side. So if you say, since that is not called Rosh Hashanah, Pshita walking on top of the platform, which is a harder type of walking, Avad is not a Rosh Hashanah. But the man diyamit says no. What's called the kamlis? Only the, on top of the platforms. Only on walking top of a platform, that's not geshmak to walk through. When you want to walk between the poles, that you could walk. So what? There's a pole on the right side, pole on the left side. So what? You walk in between the poles. People do walk there. It's like that's not called the kamlis. That has a dinner with Rosh Hashanah. That's the two machlokes in the Lashon of the Gemara. What the loch of Bein Hamudim? Lishnachrin, another lashon is Avo Bein Hamudim, in between the poles. The Zinda Bedase Barabim, Kreshus Rabim Dami. Looks like the Shita. That Bein Hamudim, since people do walk through there, even though it's a little uncomfortable, but you could manage to walk in between the poles, that's also called Kreshus Rabim. It's part of Rishus Rabin. Just that you have poles sticking on the side that you could walk through the poles, the sheep poles are still called Rishus Rabin Dami. Omar Rabba Bar Shela. Omar Rab Chizda. Levena Zekufa Rishus Rabin. You have like Levena, like a brick or a stick sticking up in the Rishus Rabin. Zekufa sticking up. The Zorak, you threw, like Dalad Amos Rishus Rabin. You're standing 4 amos away. And you picked up a chevet, you made an akira, and now you threw it. V'tach b'fonehah, and it landed on the front part of the stick, like you squashed it onto the stick, like you hit it against the wall. Like a dvela, you have a fig, and you throw the fig against the beam here, and it lands on the beam. It's chayiv, yichayiv. That's called hanochah b'shus rabin, and for that yichayiv. Mashenkin agabo. Let's say it landed on the top part of the beam. You have a beam standing with Shusarabim and it landed on top of the beam, then it's Potter. Right? But that's not called for Shusarabim Domi. Either it's a Mokim Ptur, or else it's a Kamalis, or we'll soon see. So Trashi, Levena, Stam Levena, Orka, Baruch, the Gimel. Hey, if it's only 3 Tvachim by 3 Tvachim. The Ein, Le'oveho, Shir, it has no thickness. Yeshmim, Oves, Veshmim, Daka. Some are thick, some are not. It landed on the front of it. Could go into Vela Shemena, a fat fig, or a tit, or else you throw some mud that can land on, rest on the front, in the front of the beam. It's Chayiv. If you threw Dalamas, you're Chayiv.
to have a kemuna pushas rabbi. Even though it land like on front of the wall here, stuck on the wall, that's called kemuna pushas rabbi. The chol lamata miyud pushas rabbi. We're talking about this levain or this brick is not yutvachim high. It's within ten tefachim from the ground. But as like pushas rabbi who, ubavad shiyinuach oil lamata miyimun. It has to last. Land either less than gimel tevik karkom or in the yaver else it's in the yaver kihai like this case the need to call the kaisel it got stuck onto the wall ukul yarmina b'mas pisim lekamon the mishnah says later in Azurik that hazurik dal amas the kaisel if you throw dal damas and it lands in the kaisel lamata miyutvachim kizurik biyot v'chayiv if it landed less than yutvachim off the ground on the kaisel. That's called Avi Rishus Rabin. It's considered like it landed in the Rishus Rabin and Yechayiv. V'chiyam alamatim yud. V'ruach v'dalid, kamelis, when do we say something less than yud? There's dal tzvach v'mat Hashem kamelis to it. U'geshein ruach v'dalid mokim tzur. And when it's not dal, or dal, it's a mokim tzur, haino betash mesham esuyim. That's only a tash mesham esuyim means the top of it. Something that you could use. If you have like a beam standing up, Rishus Rabin, the top of the beam, that's the mukkah mesuyim you could use. So the top of the beam, it depends. If it's dalad dal dalid, then it has a shem kamlis. If it's less than dalad dal dalid, it's called the mukkah psur. That's the top part of it. Kagoin gav levein, the top of the brick. For rosh kaisel, the top of the kaisel. Oy omud, tahani mistayim tash mishtayim, you could use the top of it. Aval aver here, when this chayfet lands in the front of the kaisel, on the kaisel, it's only in the ear. To go in kanei kaisel, the front of the kaisel, dover hanizbet boy, something gets stuck onto it, we're heavy rishus lanashay. That's not called the song rishus. If you have a stick sticking up, rishus rabin, on the sides of the stick, that's buckled to the ground. It's in the yavah, rishus rabin. Elo, ilamata miyud, who have a rishus rabin gomer. Vilamala miyud, if it's to higher than yutvachim hu, floishalti, be rabin, have yavi, rabi yama mokim tur. Kriyatnan lamala miyud, tvachim, zerb yabra potter. If you throw on the wall, it lands more than yutvachim up, you potter. That's not abi rishus rabin like we had before. Rishus rabin only goes yutvachim up. Higher than that is a mokim tur. So if it lands on the wall, less than yutvachim, you chayyid. Lamala, you potter. Now the kasher is,
what? Right?
Yeah. On the top of it, not the face sticking out, not the face. You can't use the face. If it led the face to turn, the turn might not land on the face of it. The face you can't use. You hang your stuff on the top of it. Yeah, even you hang it on the top of the nail, not on the face of the nail. You don't use the face of the nail like this.
The stick that's sticking up has the nail sticking out.
Yes, sir.
So, and I threw my hat on it.
That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about this landing on the face that we're talking about.
No,
you want something that's like this. That's what this guy took later. It's not this case. This case is where it landed flat on it like this.
Squat
a nail is something else. And they're using the top of the nail. That's not from, we're not talking about the top of it. I'll talk to you later. Yeah. So the shayla here is though, where's the mokim hanocha dal dal dal? Good it lands on the wall here, but where's the mokim munach dal dal? We have before, mokim has to be on dal dal. So Tais talks about, Tais wants to say, the Pashuk Pshat is, Oyim Rabbeinu Tam, the Yimnach Lamala Mishloisha Tzorach Shei Lefenea Arba Laarba, Enach Nami. The thickness, this board has to be dal by dal. So if it lands on the face of it, this whole board is like Rishus Rabin. So it's called lands on the mokim dal dal. Enach Nami. The face of the board has to be dal dal. If the face of the board would be less than dal dal, this pshat would be potter. As when landed on this levain or on this wall, we're talking about the wall itself is dal by dal. Therefore, it's called as munach b'shus rabim on the mokim dal by dal. Then Tais has another pshat, but we'll leave it the first pshat. Baita, that's his chiddush. That nochemol. Amor chivda levain of yabdes brick the kufa standing up b'shus rabim the zorik patach b'funen it lands on the front of it is chayim. Our gabbav lands on top of it, then you port it. Abaya, poshid you port it, because somehow it's a kamelis. Where it was gavoya at least yutvachim hoy, and it was dalad al dalad. Because it's the top, it's called a kamelis, you port it. So the more abaya, verova, the yamri tavayu. Or vahusha, gavoya, shloisha. When do we say a potter only if it's at least 3 tefachim off the ground? Tleidasi berabim. Avol, mashenkin, if it's less than 3 tefachim, then it's called part of the ground, and then you be chayiv. So the more avol, hiv mid higi. Let's say you landed on top of thorns. his nidigia thorns that people don't walk through. Is afagav the leg of Yishloish, even though these thorns are not three tvachim off the ground, still you'd be potter. Why? Because since people don't walk on top of these thorns are not called Rishos Rabbim. I will soon see how it is. For Chiyah Barav Omer, no. I feel his midhigi. Calls the man that was in Gimel Tvachim of the ground, it's bottled to the ground. And if something lands on top of these thorns, you'll be chayiv. I will say, if you have Mamet Tzoyah, Shmutz there, that there nobody walks on.